It's electric. An alternative energy source for our roads. The future of the car industry is in tatters. But some see a ray of light. The latest trend is to invest in green solutions, such as electric cars. This non-polluting form of transport has been around for a long time, but many feel that now its day has come. The idea of converting to electric transportation is becoming more and more popular. London's Mayor Boris Johnson hopes to convert his city into the electric capital of Europe. He's working to introduce an electric car system in London. It would consist of installing a fleet of electric cars in the capital that can be rented out. Consumers would pay a small fee to use one. When they finish their journey, they would simply leave it in one of the many electric car checkpoints around the city. Government officials in Paris are hoping to start a similar scheme this year, known as Autolib. The benefits of converting to electric cars are enormous. It would lead to dramatic reductions in CO2 emissions, a decrease in inner city pollution and urban noise levels, and the creation of more environmentally friendly cities. As part of the drive to create more energy efficient cars, the government have also launched a scrappage scheme. This enables owners of cars that are more than 10 years old to a £2,000 subsidy if they buy a newer and more energy-efficient car. The government are also planning to introduce more electric buses to improve the public transport system. These vehicles are powered by electric battery packs. Critics say that charging bus batteries could inconvenience passengers. But Mark Holton, an electric bus operator in the UK, said, "There could be a small inconvenience to passengers if the batteries needed recharging. But this would be outweighed by the significant environmental benefits of running on electricity." Also, with all the incentives for companies to invest more heavily in green technology, we're sure they'll find a way to improve the life of the batteries.